dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is, what is today? It is Wednesday, January the 24th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is republictradinggroup.com. Quick check of the financial markets for this Wednesday. Giddy up day. Dow up 87 points at 12,621. NASDAQ up 34 points at 2,466. What was going on Wall Street today? Well, according to the Associated Press, Wall Street bounded higher today, lifting the NASDAQ Composite Index well over 1% after profit reports from Yahoo and Sun Microsystems restored investors' confidence in the tech sector. Oh, that's always pleasant to know. In the metals complex, another big day for the noble metal. Gold closed in New York up $2.20 at $648.60. Actually, gold had a high today of $649. Silver up 3 cents at $13.28. Platinum up $18 at $1,177. Palladium up $8 at $352. As we speak, in Asian trading, gold up 10 cents at $648.20. Silver up a penny at $13.29. Platinum and palladium, well, they're still taking a nap. Crude oil off 8 cents on the day at $55.29. T. Boone Pickens predicted about a month ago, or thereabouts, that you had a better chance of seeing crude oil at $70 than you would at $50. Well, old T. Boone Pickens, like yours truly, had to eat a little crow, not a big crow, just a little crow. It looks as though, it just dipped below that $50 mark, but it doesn't stay there too long. U.S. dollar was flat on the day, closed at 84.74. That was a wrap up of the financial stuff for the day. All more stuff still to come, my friends. Hang tight, we'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. Robbie Noel sitting with you on the flip side on this Wednesday. The president got high marks for his State of the Union speech last night, by and large because he didn't make any, well, grammatical errors. And whenever Bush doesn't make any grammatical errors, people out there think he did a wonderful job. Well, I guess wonderful job is in the eye of the beholder. Yes, the president didn't make any grammatical errors, but he made a number of factual errors, but let's not get into that one. Interesting story that comes to us out of Canada. It's a story about a banker who has an opinion about the noble metal. I'd like to share this with you. It was a statement given by Anthony Fell in a conference that was held at Vancouver at the Four Seasons Hotel, where the banker, Mr. Fell, said this: "I would not want to close off the evening without tabling one opportunity for all of us to make money, safeguard our wealth, and protect ourselves from the ravages of inflation over the next many years, and that is gold bullion. Gold bullion is a secretive, opaque market with little transparency. Gold can be volatile, is almost impossible to forecast on a short-term basis, and requires great patience. And accordingly, it is not for the short-term traders, but rather for the serious long-term investors." interesting statement by a banker, a man who deals in fiat currency, praising the noble metal. So the question is gold a currency, a commodity, or is it a store of value? Well, the answer is all three. But gold bullion is primarily a currency and a store of value and is a hedge against fiat paper money and inflation. As an economic consultant in 1966, Alan Greenspan wrote, and we quote, "In the absence of the gold standard, there's no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. Gold stands in the way of this insidious process." As the banker continued, he says, "At the Royal Bank, we trade gold bullion off our foreign exchange desks rather than our commodity desks because that's what it is, a global currency. As J.P. Morgan said in 1913, gold is money and nothing more." It was Alan Greenspan again who said in 1999 testimony before the U.S. House Banking Committee that gold represents the ultimate form of payment in the world. Gold bullion is the only currency worldwide which is freely tradable and which is unencumbered by vast quantities of sovereign debt and our prior obligations. Gold bullion is the one investment and long-term store of value which cannot be adversely impacted by corrupt corporate management or incompetent politicians, each of which are in ample supply on a global basis. As a currency and a store of value, gold has stood the test of many centuries. At the current level of about $648 per ounce, gold has risen about 250% over the last 5 years. Shh, don't tell anybody. Nevertheless, I believe gold bullion is now in the very early stages of a long-term secular bull market which will carry it to much higher levels over the coming decade. I don't think there's any point in speculating how high the price of gold might go in the course of the cycle because no one can be that precise. Suffice us to say, I anticipate a material increase. History doesn't repeat, but it's well to remember that from 1970 to 1980, gold rose 2,300%. So it shows what can happen. Reflecting on the long-term outlook for gold, it is important to fully appreciate that we now live in a world of fiat paper money. Just as a reminder, fiat paper money, according to the Oxford Dictionary, is an inconvertible paper money made legal tender by government decree. Think about that for a second. The real question over the long term is this. How much confidence do you have in politicians and central bankers to maintain the purchasing power of your currency? Since the U.S. moved to a fiat paper money in 1971, the dollar has lost 80% of its purchasing power. Since the Federal Reserve was established in 1913, 93 years ago, the dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The new fiat U.S. dollar system has been in place for only 35 years. Not long when you consider the sad and sorry record of fiat paper money around the globe throughout the past century or two. I would say the jury is very much out on this new system. What will the record of the U.S. dollar be in another 20 or 30 years, you may ask? While recent history does not argue well, and it could be much, much worse. The U.S. annual trade deficit, now running at a rate of more than three-quarters of a trillion annually, or 6.3% of GDP, is a huge concern. It is not prudent for the U.S. to depend on foreign bond buyers to finance domestic consumption. Asian countries produced low-cost goods, which are shipped to the United States. The U.S. ships dollars back to Asia, and then the Asians purchase U.S. treasuries. One could say that this is a giant international Ponzi scheme. I don't think this model is viable or sustainable. Asian central banks will not want to accumulate U.S. dollars at the current rate forever. There is no free lunch. Virtuous circles like this, where everyone appears a winner, always comes to an unhappy ending. We have never before experienced imbalances in global trade and foreign exchange of the current magnitude. Not even close. Major currency realignment is coming, and the longer it is delayed, the more risk of the crises. Because you simply can't hold back the tide. The ingredients are here for major trouble in the global financial and foreign exchange markets. For all these reasons, I believe that the stature and reputation of the U.S. dollar as a store of value have been greatly diminished and undermined over the past decade. In light of all of this, I believe gold bullion will gradually reemerge as an accepted alternative asset and investment. We are relaying a speech given by a Canadian banker to a group of intellectuals in Vancouver, British Columbia. So how long does this banker think the U.S. dollar is going to be in decline? He says, well, over the past few years, the price of gold has been in a clear uptrend against the U.S. dollar and the euro, the yen, the Indian rupee, and the renminbi. I think this trend will continue and accelerate as events unfold. Another factor is that I believe of the past decade, there's been a substantial increase in systematic risk in the global financial system, which has benefited greatly from an extended period of incredible low interest rates, easy credit, and what can only be described as massive liquidity. History shows that such an environment can and usually does foster a degree of complacency. In the financial and investment business, memories are short, and every generation has to learn the hard way. Leverage is virtually in every area of financial markets and has increased dramatically. Financial products are now infinitely more complex. No kidding. So what does the banker have to say and conclude about the fiat money system and the noble metal? Well, my friends, you'll have to wait till after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. We're dealing with a speech that was given by Anthony Fell, who you may say is Anthony Fell. Well, he is the chairman of RBC Capital Markets, former president of the Royal Bank of Canada. He delivered this speech at RBC's Client Appreciation Dinner in Vancouver last Thursday. I bring this to your attention just simply because something interesting happened at the State of the Union speech last night given by the President of the United States, in that in his opening monologue, he referred to the great crises facing America. Well, I thought it was terrorism. Madmen with weapons of mass destruction. But no, the President started off by talking about the crises we face with Medicaid, medical costs, Social Security. I find this interesting just simply because the head of the Government Accounting Office, David Walker, is on a mission this year and next year to wake up Americans to the dire consequences of fiscal irresponsibility that has been carried on by so many administrations for so many decades. At some point in time, someone's going to have to pay the piper, and guess what? There's a good probability it's going to be you. But it's not only David Walker and the President of the United States now that's warning you about this coming financial crisis. It's also the head of the Federal Reserve, Mr. Ben Bernanke, who said exactly the same thing earlier this week. But let's return to the speech of the banker from Vancouver. He said there is at present an unwarranted optimism that the business cycle is a thing of the past, that central banks with infinite wisdom are in firm control and will be able to thread the needle between inflation and deflation, and that we will never again have a major foreign exchange or financial crisis. Well, I don't believe it. And the record shows that gold bullion represents a solid store of value in times of economic and financial distress. Over the coming decade, global gold production will be static to declining while governments around the world continue to increase the money supply at a rapid rate. If there is an event, quote unquote, and a crisis develops, they will print money even faster. The arithmetic is compelling. Total gold production since the beginning of time is estimated at 5 billion ounces, valued at about $3.2 trillion. At current prices, now scattered around the world in jewelry, artifacts, and gold bars, in safety deposit boxes. Annual gold production is now running at about 76 million ounces, which means that the above-ground stock of gold is increasing at about 1.5% per annum. In contrast, central banks around the world are probably printing money and creating credit at an annual rate of 5 to 10% per annum. Recently in China, the money supply has been increasing at a rate of 18%. These numbers dictate that gold prices are destined to go much higher. In short, the global supply of fiat paper money is increasing perhaps four times faster than the physical supply of gold bullion, and sooner or later, this will be reflected in the market. It is like a coiled spring. Major gold companies are not replacing reserves, and major discoveries are incredibly rare. Investors forget that at most gold mines, you have to move 35 to 40 tons of dirt and rock just to get 1 ounce of the noble metal. On the other hand, fiat money can be printed by pressing a button on a computer. It is quite interesting if you've noticed what's happening to paper money. Not so many years ago, millions of dollars seemed like a lot of money. Then we started talking about hundreds of millions. Then we were thinking in terms of billions. Then a billion became petty change. And we started to talk in terms of hundreds of billions. And now you hear the word trillion more and more. The next stage, well, will be hundreds of trillions. Recently, an old master painting was auctioned in New York City for $94 million. Just based on common sense, we have to ask ourselves, is that painting really worth $94 million? Or has the U.S. dollar become just so much confetti? I think we know the answer. Well, do you? Do you know the answer? Does the banker know the answer? Well, to find out the answer, you'll have to wait until after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
I want to set the story straight.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. We're sharing with you a speech given last week to a group of, well, bankers' clients. Speech given by a banker in Canada, no need to hold it against him, talking about the U.S. dollar. Is the U.S. dollar just so much confetti? Is it just worthless pieces of paper? Well, as the banker says, I think we know the answer to this question. When Mr. Nardelli was recently fired as CEO of Home Depot, he received a settlement of $210 million. The CEO of Pfizer received a settlement of $240 million when he was let go. A condo in New York City trades for $80 million. What does this all say about the value of money? Finally, there's a great deal of skepticism about the future of gold, which is a very positive factor. Investors forget that bear markets start when the skies are blue and bull markets start when the despair and apathy are in the air. At present, most major investors now regard gold and gold shares with apathy and even disdain, and are vastly underweight in the sector. The vast majority of investors are so short-term orientated that they just don't see the big picture unfolding. when the price of crude oil bottomed out at $10.70 a barrel on Christmas Day in 1998, and the front cover of The Economist magazine was forecasting a glut of oil and a price of $5 a barrel, you couldn't give oil and gas stocks away. Now, just 7 years later, even after the recent decline, the price of oil is up 5 times. What a difference a few years can make. Similarly, with the price of uranium at $7 a pound at the end of December 2000, you couldn't give away either uranium or uranium stocks. Now that uranium has increased by 1,000% to $70 a pound, investors are driving uranium stocks to all-time highs. The market just didn't see it coming. It happens all the time. So it is my view that after a 20-year bear market from 1980 to 2000, the past few years represent a major positive turning point in the fundamental long-term outlook for gold. Gold is a hedge against inflation, and as a result of the excesses of the past 15 years, I believe there is more inflation in the pipeline than is generally anticipated. Perhaps quite a bit more. Maybe even just like the 1970s. I believe any surprises on the inflation front will be on the upside. To some extent, I regret to say, all paper currencies are becoming somewhat suspect, and accordingly, it is my view that gold, rather than being the barbarous relic described by John Maynard Keynes, may well become the asset of choice for many investors over the coming decade. I've always been told to buy quality assets that are vastly undervalued and that have been ignored by the marketplace for a prolonged period. Notwithstanding the modest rise in gold prices over the past few years, that is where gold bullion is today, and it represents an amazing opportunity. I bring this to your attention not for any other reason but because of the president's speech last night, highlighting in the first few minutes the crises that America faces. Why did the president bring this up? After all, it's a subject where most people's eyes glaze over when you start talking about medical costs, Social Security. By and large, people's eyes glaze over, first of all, because they don't understand the enormity of the problem or the consequences of trying to keep these systems afloat. But here we have strike three. Pay attention. First, David Walker, head of the Government Accounting Office, nonpartisan, elected to the office by Democrats and Republicans. He cannot be fired for 15 years. It sort of gives him carte blanche to tell the truth. He's beholden to no special interest group, either Republican or Democrat. He has been the only one, up until now, that has had the cojones to come out and tell people what the real consequences of this Ponzi scheme are. He has also spelled out what is required in order to fix this imbalance. It's something politicians and the general public doesn't want to hear, because it requires sacrifices. It requires cutting of government programs, beloved by the Democrats. It is going to require increasing taxes, a thought feared by Republicans. It is no wonder that nobody wants to talk about this issue. But David Walker started the ball rolling, and people in Washington paid attention, even though they didn't say so openly. Well, the president said so last night. Is this just simply a CYA rule? You have to say, is it coincidental that the head of the Federal Reserve, Mr. Ben Bernanke, made exactly the same statement earlier this week, now followed up by the President of the United States, not making too big a point here, but all these people have brought up this issue, in my humble opinion, in order to cover their you-know-whats in the event that in the next few years we see a cataclysmic economic event and they will have, obviously, the ability to turn around and say, well, you know, we did warn you. We did try and tell you. When the president will ask, how come you didn't see this financial calamity coming? He will say, and reference, his State of the Union speech. But I warned the people in the State of the Union speech in 2007 that if we didn't do something, we would face a financial crisis. Ben Bernanke can say the same thing. But it is only David Walker who actually will be the one who, well, started to peel back the layers of the onion. There's only one candidate for president that is going to have the gumption, the cojones, to speak about what we face financially in the years to come, and that is Ron Paul. Will the general public be willing to listen to Ron Paul? Will they be willing to accept the lie we have been living for so many years? Will they accept the bad news that Ron Paul tells them? Or would they rather listen to a politician who promises them everything and pretends, well, there's nothing to fear but fear itself? I submit to you that politicians are too afraid to speak the truth. After all, Medicaid, Medi-Cal, Social Security are ultimately the third rail of politics. Touch it and you die. Nobody wants to tell prospective voters that if they are elected to the highest office in the land, that their mission is going to require serious sacrifice, that taxes will have to be raised, that benefits will have to be cut. So here we have the dilemma, my friends, and what can you do about it? Well, as we have said many times, and I have said many times, and yes, I'm biased. I have a bias towards the noble metal. Buy gold and lots of it. Gold is idiot insurance. It insures you against the idiots that are running governments around the world. And America is not, and I'm not singling out politicians. Politicians, they universally have the same sickness, the same disease. It's not unique in any way, shape, or form. It's what politicians have always done. This is how Chavez got to where he is. It's the way all people get to where they are in political life. They promise stuff that they can never deliver on. Their brain writes checks that banks will never cash. And so, the only way that you and I have to insure ourselves against the mistakes of these officials is to buy gold and lots of it. Gold doesn't pay interest, doesn't pay dividends. There's a reason for it. It is debt-free. It doesn't have to bribe you to buy it. You see, various financial instruments offer you incentives, little carrots, which is based on returns. Banks offer you 5% to tie up your money for 12 months. Give us your money for 12 months, we'll give you 5%. Ooh, everybody says. What a deal. When inflation is running at 10%, yeah, it is a deal. Because they're stealing your money for a year, you don't have any access to it, and they can do whatever they want with it. For every $10,000 you got in a savings account, the bank's got $100,000. Yes, that's what $10,000 in your savings account represents to a bank. $100,000. Because they can lend it out 10 times while paying you 5%. Other investment houses offer substantially higher percentage returns, but the risk is that much greater. If you want to get 10% on your money, you have to take greater risk than if you want to get 5% on your money. If you want 20% on your money, you've got to take higher risk than if you want 10% on your money, and so it goes. That's the reason gold doesn't pay you any interest. Doesn't have to. It doesn't have to bribe you. Because it's real money. Yes, gold prices are manipulated. There's no question about that. All markets are manipulated. We are living today in a world where we've got all these exotic investment instruments, derivatives, ETFs, you name it. And governments manipulate markets in order to appease political objectives. There's nothing new about that. People were shocked in the 1990s, when it was exposed that there was a plunge protection team, a group of people set up by the government to meet on a constant basis in order to, well, make sure that the sheep are happy in the corral. The head of the Federal Reserve, the head of the Controller of the Currency, the head of the CFTC, the head of the Federal Reserve, I don't know if I said that before, but they all meet on a regular basis and they plot strategy. And if the market seems susceptible to reality, they are there to step in with unlimited capital. Think about this. If you have the ability to print money, you have the ability to manipulate any single market on the face of the earth. But gold is something you really cannot manipulate, because it is, by its very nature, and the reason why it is a rare metal is there's not a lot of it around. And this is what we keep trying emphasizing to people. We haven't seen a gold run. We have never seen a gold run. And I say this honest, people say, well, what happened in the 1800s? And they say, well, that was obviously people realizing there was gold in them hills. That wasn't a gold run. The rise of gold from $250 to $800 in 1980, that was not a gold run. We have never seen a gold run. You know what a gold run is? A gold run is when people want to buy gold, but they can't. Not because they don't have the fiat currency in order to buy the gold. No, they just can't get the gold because there's just no gold to be had. There's a very limited supply of the noble metal out there. I know we bring out these numbers from time to time. People have a hard time computing. But if you took all the gold in the world that's ever been mined since the beginning of time, you can fit it on a basketball court about 18 feet high. In other words, it's 158,000 metric tons, according to the World Gold Council. Of that 158,000 metric tons, two-thirds of it are held by governments and central bankers and very large private investors, such as the Rothschilds. A third of that is held by you and I and jewelry and manufacturing sectors. It's a very small portion of the available gold in the world. When we have a run on gold, my friends, if everybody suddenly decided tomorrow to walk out and buy a half ounce gold coin, trust me on this, by 12 o'clock tomorrow morning, there wouldn't be a single piece of gold to be had in these United States of America. The vast majority of people out there are still fast asleep. The vast majority of people, if you can believe this or not, still think there's silver in the quarters and dimes that they have in their pockets. A vast majority of Americans think there's actually gold in the Sacagawea dollar. A large majority of people still think the U.S. dollar is backed by gold. Boy, are these people going to wake up with a headache. Anyway, stand by, my friends. Final segment coming up on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Lost all my good friends.
Welcome back, my friends. I couldn't help but listen to the bump music of Eric Clapton. Well, so true. Interesting article you'll find on republictradinggroup.com today, Gold Price Manipulation and Proof, and an update on the M3 money supply. Yes, it's easy when you control the levers of the printing press. Well, Ben Bernanke even said it in his historical statement so many years ago now, it seems, that we have this unique thing in Washington, D.C. It's called a printing press. And it can run 24/7 by a push of a button. It's going to be a very interesting year. By the way, just for a quick update, in Asian markets, as we speak, gold is knocking on the door at $650 an ounce. Silver up 3 cents at $13.28. What does this all mean? Well, we are going to look back sometime this year and are going to be melancholy about $650 gold. It is cheap at this price. Trust me on this one. A lot of people say, well, we missed the boat. No. The boat has not left the harbor yet. The boat is still taking on passengers. Don't be left on the dockside when this boat leaves the harbor. Harry Schultz predicting $1,600 an ounce gold. Harry Schultz has been, not only is he's in the Guinness Book of World Records as the highest paid financial advisor in the history. You don't become the world's highest paid financial advisor in history by being wrong on a consistent basis. The reason he is because he's right on a consistent basis. He may miss short term from here to here, but by and large, everything he's ever predicted has come true. $1,600, I think not only is Harry Schultz right about $1,600, but I think he's very conservative about $1,600. The average Joe Sixpack out there is not going to pay any attention to gold until it's over $1,000 an ounce, and guess what's going to happen when it gets to $1,000 an ounce and you decide, I'm going to go buy myself a gold coin. Well, there's going to be no gold available for Joe Sixpack to buy at $1,000 an ounce. There's just not that much of it out there. As I've said, it's idiot insurance. It's the only way that you have of insuring yourself against the idiots in Washington, D.C. Programming note, tomorrow night, sitting in the big seat, Jeffrey Bennett. I will join you on Friday. Till then, see you, bye.
The Bill of Rights protects every